Hello and welcome again to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Job chapter 2 and we're reading verses 7 to 10.
So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with painful sores from the soles of his feet to the top of his head. Then Job took a piece of broken pottery and scraped himself with it as he sat among the ashes. His wife said to him, "Are you still holding on to your integrity? Curse God and die." He replied, "You are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble?" In all this, Job did not sin in what he said.
Our focus is on verse 10. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble? Living in a fallen world means we will experience the consequences, which are not always pleasant. As God's people, we are not immune from the struggles of life. It can seem unfair to us that some should suffer because of someone else's wrong. In this response from Job, he is acknowledging that life can be unfair, but God can use troubled times for good. It's not only part of life. It's also part of the Lord's way of refining us and shaping us, individually and collectively, as his church. The book of Hebrews speaks of being disciplined, like a father with his son. Peter speaks of being refined, proving our faith to be genuine. James speaks of it as part of the process in making us complete in Christ. Each of these people wrote out of personal experience. More often than not, being pruned, being refined, can be painful. But it produces fruit and purity that will last and will be for the glory of God. A prayer. Heavenly Father, help us to trust you in good times and bad, knowing that you see the bigger picture and want to shape us to be more like Jesus. In his name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.